The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on this lovely planet.
My wife and I are very emotional in this moment. We just realized we love each other after 33, almost 34 years together.
Yeah, I just feel so grateful to be alive and grateful to have
you all. On radio show?
Yeah, to have you all in our lives. Wow, another year.
Man, Christmas is round the corner.
Wow. You know, Shai and I are excited to be with you today. We just got back from Oregon where we were spending an early holiday with my family, and it was my mother's 90th birthday. So we have plenty to talk about today. Welcome to being here. Of course, the show's title today is Say Yes to the Holidays, which for a lot of us is a challenge because there's lots of history.
Yes, and things don't go exactly as we think they ought to. They go the way they do. And if you can learn to be a yes to how your life is showing up rather than resist it and want it to be different than it is, life is much more pleasant. Let's first talk about our approach. It is not psychotherapeutic. So we don't have backgrounds in psychology. Our background, at least mine and Ariel by association, is anthropology. And an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures and how they function, how they interact, how they work. If you could apply that approach of just noticing how you're being without judging yourself for what you see, your life would transform just out of that.
You know, my background prior to being with Shia had to do with acting. And I think one of the beauties about acting is that you can create a reality and step into a role. So you can, if you're doing it well, actually be whomever you are playing. And there's no reason why you can't step into the role of being well in yourself, no matter what the circumstances are. And
that's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You know, people, see, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Our histories and our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So our minds are these machines that are automatic. They offend themselves. Your mind will offend itself with other people's behavior. Now, the other people are just behaving the way they're behaving.
Mm.
It isn't about you. This is the way they are. And if you are going to waste your life offending yourself with how other people behave, then you don't have a life of your own. It's purely mechanically based on other people's actions and your reactions to those actions. What a waste.
You know, say yes to the holidays really takes one major component.
Giving up being right?
Listening.
Ah, yes.
Listening. We've really been talking about it at the Monday Night Alive in New York City, at a conference call that was international yesterday. There's really something amazing about listening. Not only does it pull you into the moment, and that's where your life transforms, but it's this intentional act where if you do it, you let go of your history, you let go of the past. It's a creative act in this moment where the story of what was once disappears and a whole new possibility arises.
And the story disappearing makes it possible for you to discover your life newly in this moment, rather than a rehashing of what you disagreed with once.
And it allows you to discover your family, your friends, your loved ones, and even the clerk in the store as this radiant possibility, these beings, these incredible, perfect people, rather than the story of what they did or didn't do once. And
this is a live show, so if you'd like, you can call in. The number here is
866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795. And in case we haven't mentioned it yet,
we finish each other's sentences.
So please include it.
Right.
And we have a caller. Let's take him.
Yes.
Mark in Westkirk, New York.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, it's the holiday season, and I find that there's a lot of things going on, and, you know, I'm feeling a little bit stressed. So I've got a new job coming up, and I'm starting at the beginning of the year, so I have to do things to prepare for that. And, of course, I want to get everybody in the family, you know, something that they'll like for the holiday. And, you know, I decided on, you know, early on that I was going to just make cookies for everybody, just make a nice batch of cookies, put them together in nice tins and everything. But then about a week ago, I was following on Facebook, and my brother started doing the same thing. So he's a, and the thing is, he kept on, like, day after day, he had pictures of these just amazing cookies, like gingerbread cookies with frosting on them, and, you know, like, snickerdoodles, you know, all these different kinds of cookies. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, I can't, there's no way I'm going to have enough time to, like, get anywhere near that level of cookie making. So I got myself into a little bit of a, you know, kind of stressful situation, wondering, you know, what is it I'm going to do?
Well, and I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I want to interrupt you for a moment because I have a couple of points on what you just said, but are you still making cookies? Are you going to make cookies, or is that moot?
I stopped that. I had a different idea.
Okay, good. Something you said about making, you know, first of all, Christmas is not a competitive sport.
Right. So,
even though you probably have been competing with your brother and he with you ever since you both showed up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my sisters and I all independently decided that we were going to give my mother Uggs slippers for the holidays. So we ended up working together to see who was actually going to have that expression and who was going to do something else. And it worked out really perfectly, and of course we're connected. We share genetics. We share ideas. It's not the first year. My mom, my eldest sister Kathy, and me on the East Coast and them in two totally different stores actually bought the same
bed sheets
one year for our beds. Very
wow.
Strange pattern. Totally unsuggested, and we all were like, oh, we have these really great new sheets. It was all the same. My sister and I, Kathy and I, showed up for my other sister Mary's wedding wearing basically the same dress. One bought on the East Coast, one on the West. Now, you can
wow.
either hurt yourself with that or have yourself realize how connected you are, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And something you said about you want to get, you're feeling a pressure to get something that the people you love will like or do something they will like. It's really about expressing your love for them. You know, I'm not sure.
And it's not in the gift or how much money goes into the gift or how much time goes into the gift. It's really in your being kind to yourself and therefore being kind to them.
Yeah, you know, I was noticing that. I was just, you know, I was feeling stressed about it. I was like, that just didn't feel right, you know. It didn't feel like, you know, that was going to produce, you know, any kind of, you know, what I wanted in terms of people, you know, just enjoying or, you know, feeling comfortable with what I gave them.
But you see, Mark, if you allow them to be who they are rather than complain in your thoughts that they're not enough of this or that, that's the biggest gift you can give them, to see them and have them be perfect exactly as they are. And that includes all their foibles.
It also includes allowing yourself the experience of your own magnificence. Because what that means is they were a successful brother. They were a successful mother and father because you have turned out well.
Okay. You can't ask much more than that, you know.
Not only did you turn out well, but you love them.
Yes.
You appreciate them. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you my favorite holiday moment so far. If I can do it without crying. So my sisters and I and Shia came and helped. We threw a party for my mom.
For her 90th birthday.
And my parents had clothing stores in Oregon for a number of years, and for many years, actually. And so one of the things we did was invite all of their employees who had ever worked for them, and family members and friends. So my mom had a friend from grade school who was there. And lots of the employees and our family and whatnot. And my dad currently has Alzheimer's-like dementia. So his short-term memory is pretty
thin
right now. And so it was a bit challenging for him. And the party was lovely. The food was great. People had a great time. And we came back to my parents' house and my sister Mary, her husband, was there, and Shai and I, and my mom and dad, and we decided we'd really like to see their faces opening their Christmas gifts. So we gave my brother-in-law, John, his shirt, and he really liked it, but it didn't fit him. It was one size too small. And my dad, who's pretty quiet these days, looked up and said, well, I think that shirt would look pretty good on me. And we were all almost slack-jawed in shock that he said that. And we were like, well, okay, let's take it off. Let's put it on you. Let's see how it looks. And we put it on him, and it was gorgeous. And he loved it. And he buttoned it up, and he sat down in it, and he was proud of it. And we were admiring the colors with his hair, his white hair. My hair's turning into his hair, like his. And it was awesome. And it was just so sweet. And he was out there, and we were all in sync. And 10 minutes later, he looked down and he said, what am I wearing this shirt for? And that was, and we all laughed, and he laughed. And it was, we're like, hey, Dad, that's your Christmas present from us. And you just put it on, and it looks great on you. And to not hurt or offend myself or wish it were different, but to meet that moment with the perfection of it was just this amazing gift. And to have these moments where things are blossoming into excellence as opposed to hoping to create memories because we're not with him. It's about being there for the purpose of being there in that moment.
And nothing else.
And it was exquisite. It was exquisite. And it was exquisite that my mom could enjoy that moment rather than worrying about where it's going with their lives. It was just.
But you know something beautiful. Interesting? You said your mom being there without worrying about where it's going with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's 90 years old and he's 89. But, you know, we worry about where it's going with our lives, no matter how old we are.
You betcha.
I mean, when you're really young and driven by hormones, you worry about it less. But there's always this worry about doing it right, saying it right, where your life is going, how you're going to be. That exists in us. And that's not us. You don't need to worry about how it's going to turn out, Mark. It's going to turn out perfectly. It always does. And how you know is this moment is perfect. You know, we mentioned listening before. When you truly listen, you set aside your belief system to hear another person's point of view. That's an amazing gift. If all you do is listen to people without disagreeing or agreeing, but hearing what they have to say from their point of view, that is a gift beyond any material possession that you can give somebody. Because people feel seen and heard and known when you listen to them. And that's a huge gift, especially in a world where everybody's going somewhere and nobody's listening. Everybody's talking and nobody's listening.
Wow. I just love that. It's just so wonderful that, you know, what I can give them is just to be there.
And yeah.
Let them be who they are and just be there with that, you know, amazing person who I'm related to, you know?
Yes. And here's the thing. Of course, get them some other gifts, you know, or whatever.
Or make something or express yourself.
But because you can't just show up and say, here I am, I'm the gift.
I'm wonderful.
You know something else? I just want to go back to one of your very first statements quickly here, Mark. And that is, you said you have a new job. Congratulations, by the way. It starts at the beginning of the year, and that you have to get things together for that.
Yes.
This have-to thing we have, I have to get some last-minute gifts. I have to go shopping for food. I have to make something. It's like we've been trained to say it and think of it as have to rather than get to or
want to.
Sean and I are now in the kind of crunch time for us of the year where we are doing last minute things and all of the emails and all the preparation for our larger groups in Costa Rica. And it always comes around holiday time and around when we have beginning of the year seminars in New York and teleseminars like Transformation in the New Year on January 4th, which is a Monday night. And then we do the international teleseminar on the same theme on the Tuesday, the 5th. This year, none of it is a have to. And there are always surprises and things we don't expect that fill in. And it's taking less time because we're not treating it as if it's not our idea. When you say yes to what you have to do as if it's your idea.
In the first place.
It takes so much less time. It's so much more fun.
But if it's something that you have to do, some part of you resists the doing of it.
And it's slower.
Right.
And it takes more energy.
And then you get to be right that it was just such a drag to have to do it in the first place.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
rather than when
that
you do
so
it like... I beg your pardon?
He said that's so great.
Rather than when you do it like it's your idea, like your life is your idea, rather than having to be the victim of the requests that life makes on you or of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really great. I'm, I really am happy about this job I'm taking, I am kind of enjoying what I'm doing, you know, getting ready for it. So,
well, you can stop kind of enjoying it and give yourself license to enjoy everything.
Okay.
Why not? And you're allowed.
We're going to go to a break now.
So let's enjoy going to a break. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for calling
in
today.
Yes, really. Thank you.
Really, we wish you a very happy holidays.
Merry.
Great. Thank you very much. And enjoy your holiday, too.
Thank you. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Shout out to a couple of people. Our friend Harold, who's in Far Rockaway, who's rehabbing his body from after having a serious illness. And also Joy, who was at my parents' party, who's an old friend from childhood. So if you're listening, a shout out. And even if you're not, a shout out. Tell you, we've been hearing that people have been downloading these shows and sending them and giving them to people to listen to as gifts. And it's a wonderful holiday gift. If you're looking for something last minute, just grab a thumb drive, download your favorite shows, hang it on the tree, or send it off to your friends. It's a really great way to share the gift of transformation. Also, our calendar for next year is out. And it's got very beautiful photos, if I do say so myself.
Well, she says so herself because she took them all.
Yes, my website got launched last week,
yes,
too. ArielKane.com, you can find it. And it's got that calendar on there, as well as on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. I mentioned it briefly in the last segment. We are doing a transformation in the New Year event, the 4th and the 5th. You can find out again more on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Did we say anything about fun as the access way to enlightenment?
We didn't.
Well,
that is what we're doing in January in New York City. So
January 8th, 9th, and 10th. So if you haven't already registered, you can or make reservations to get here.
Cool way to start the year.
Yeah, man.
Fun. Wouldn't that be neat? You know, a lot of people do these very serious New Year's resolutions, but hey, why not resolve? Why just have fun?
Why not have fun for the rest of your life?
I like it.
We have another caller.
Leah in Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi.
so nice to be on the show. I'm happy to be calling in today.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Because I wanted to share, it's been a really amazing couple of days since last Monday when I attended your Monday Night Alive evening in New York City. You were talking just a minute ago about having fun, and prior to Monday, I'd been getting very serious I'd been getting ready to go back to visit my family for the holidays, and I had started feeling all kinds of stuff. I'd been feeling insecure. I'd been feeling the need to prove that I was doing my life right. And what you guys were so brilliantly pointed out to me is that on Monday was that I was basically blaming my family for how I was feeling. And I saw that, and I've seen that in the days since then, and everything has shifted in really beautiful ways. And I just am feeling so much more excited to go visit my family, for one, and also just so much more peaceful in myself. And when emotions or things bubble up, or thought, when thoughts bubble up that, you know, I typically don't like feeling insecure, for example, I haven't been taking it personally. I've just been noticing it and not blaming it on my family, but also not making it like it's a bad thing, like a reflection on me either. So it's been a really amazing couple of days, and I wanted to say thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
Really?
You know, it's interesting. Were you listening when Mark was on in the last segment?
Yeah.
Mark is just such a perfect example of what we all do. It's like he sees his brother's, or saw his brother's cookies on Facebook, and because we have a story and because we apply things to us, he couldn't enjoy them. It's like, well, what does that mean about me? We do something with that information. Whereas if you or I were looking at his brother's cookies, we might go, wow, those look great.
Yeah.
But because it's not, I don't have to compare how I'm doing to him because we are not, quote, related. He is not family. Mm. What we do with our families is really a travesty.
Yeah. We call it love.
But if you're worried about having to prove to them how you're doing, I don't think you're worried about having to prove to my sister Kathy or Mary how you're doing.
No. No. And yeah, and I just also saw, I think you said one of you said something about it on Monday night, about the ways that we resist our families, and we don't want to be like, you know, we make up stories when we're kids and we're like, well, I'm not going to be like that. And I have been seeing too the ways that I've resisted certain things, I guess real or imagined, things I put together about how they are or how they were, and have been resisting that in myself. And you guys said something to me about if I can allow myself to just be okay being how I am in any given moment, it gives them the gift of being okay being how they are. And that's also been just really profound and lovely. I just am very, very grateful.
I love that. But there is one thing, Leah, I can still, yeah. You know, first of all, I love that you're giving people the picture of what you were concerned with, what a small conversation at a Monday did for you, and what's happening. But I can also still hear you really wound up about doing it right. And
yeah.
About getting somewhere, and about...
Look, Leah, what if there's no place to get to? What if this is where your life is in this moment, and the future doesn't really exist and won't until you get to... Where are you going, Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you like that memory?
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's pretty good, I think. In any event, what if that doesn't exist until you get there? And then have right. It exist when you're there and see what's appropriate, see what feels right and is right in the moment, rather than rehearse your life as to what you're going to say or do when you get there.
Yeah.
And most of us get lost in trying to figure out the right thing to say and the right thing to do. And sometimes the right thing is the wrong thing. You know, you get more attention negatively sometimes than you do by being positive. And so a lot of people's lifestyles are based in doing things, quote, wrong, but it gets them a lot of attention from the family. What if you could just be with your family, not to get anything or get anywhere?
That sounds nice. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out, because I can see now that I was still kind of trying to be over it, like trying to be
yeah.
have it all together.
You know, we often have that analogy about a miner's light, as if you have like one of those little headlamps on your head, and you can either focus it out or on yourself. And if you're worried about whether or not you're insecure, or how you're doing, or how you're feeling,
it blinds you to what's around you,
and
because
clearly
you focus
then,
on you.
Then you're not taking care of the people around you. It's like, I have a really odd possibility for you. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
What happens if you, not when you get to Minnesota, but you allow yourself to enjoy where you are right now and all the people that you meet in between now and there, rather than focusing onto this goal, this end date of Christmas and the presents and the food or whatever your family ritual is, but allow yourself to enjoy being where you are right now? I tell you, it's going to make the airport a whole lot more fun.
Mm. That's great.
Which, by the way, if you haven't read our book yet, I believe you have, Leah, mm-hmm. Practical Enlightenment, there's a section in there called I Love Airports. It's a perfect section to read before the holiday rush.
Yes, as an example of what happens at an airport when things don't go the way you thought they were going to.
And if you have the Kindle version, if you have the version, I'd go back and reread it. If you don't have it, it's not too late to get the Kindle version for yourself on Amazon, but or the Audible version, because that's available too.
Yeah, I think I'll bring it with me. I have the paperback copy, so I'll bring that in my suitcase.
Cool.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
It really is about meeting your family newly. I mean, you think you know them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Don't offend yourself. And when I say don't offend yourself, you're the only one who offends you. Other people don't offend you. They say what they say. They do what they do. But you are the end product of taking that statement and turning it into something hurtful and against you. And
yeah.
even if it is hurtful, it doesn't matter. It's up to you to allow it to come in or to resist it. And those are the three principles of instantaneous transformation. If you resist what comes at you, you get stuck with it. And it gets stronger and it dominates your life and your Christmas holidays. That's the first principle. Third principle is anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if somebody says something that you potentially could offend yourself with, if you just hear it and see it and don't go into that place of self-pity, but allow it to be exactly as it is, it'll complete itself in a moment, in an instant. The second principle is that life shows up the way it does. And you can either resist the way it's showing up, first principle, or allow it to show up the way it does, third principle, and your life is a process of completion where each moment completes your past. And at a certain point, there's an authorship to your own life that shows up as a result of the past completing itself rather than, then your life becomes a creative experience rather than a reactive one. See, most people are reacting to the way life isn't the way they want it.
Mm.
And you have an opportunity to discover how to be creative and allow your life to unfold rather than be in resistance, agreement, or disagreement with how it's showing up.
You know, there's an old Eleanor Roosevelt quote which I may be paraphrasing, but it's something to the effect of, no one offends you without your consent.
Yeah, I love that quote.
Oh, I must not have paraphrased it too badly then, because you recognized it. But it's really true. You know, around my mom's party, toward the end of preparation, there were unexpected
events
that took place, where in the preparation lead up in the last hour and a half before the
arrival of guests,
it ended up being Shai and I alone in the kitchen and handling the things and cooking the food and setting stuff out. And it was a very interesting game for me.
Opportunity
to discover the nuances of yes. Because from time to time, my mind would cramp down and go, well, how come, or it should be, and it had a very snarky, young,
complaining
cadence. And it was kind of like, whoop, back out of that compartment and enjoy it. And it was really fun because Shai and I started moving very quickly to, I felt like we were, a kitchen, a well-working kitchen, and we were putting out food and we were cooking hors d'oeuvres and we were flipping things in the oven and we were sharing aprons, and it was just super sweet. But it would have been super awful had we said no.
That's right. The opportunity of having to do it on our own could have been held as we were victims of other people who didn't show up to help us, or it was our show, and we were going to play with it, and we were going to have it be brilliant. And it was.
And it was like, we can do anything.
And it was transformational. My mother-in-law's relationship with me transformed during the course of that party.
It was super sweet.
Because how she held me prior to the party, and has for ever since she met me, transformed in that she realized that
Shai was there for her.
Right. My being there was to create a party for her, which was something she didn't expect.
Mm-mm.
And it was truly transformational because she gave up her point of view to discover what was true rather than hold on to being right and making herself right and finding evidence that somebody else is wrong. And most of us do that, and it costs us our aliveness and our joy and our alacrity for life.
And what Shai is describing right now, Leah, is the thing that we've often talked about, how relationship is 100% your responsibility.
Exactly.
Shai took 100% responsibility for his relationship with my mom. He could easily have been right about past transgressions, or he could wholeheartedly put himself to celebrating her 90th birthday and everything that entailed and being there, you know, as if it was his first idea. And it was a beautiful day. He would have loved to have gone fishing, but he was really there for her as his first, only, best expression
of himself. Fishing was a fleeting thought that happened early on in the day, and then it was left alone. It was held in abeyance. It was not brought up to corrupt or pollute the current moment that I was in, because where I was exactly perfect. See, most of us don't realize that in this moment, our lives are exactly perfect. And I know that doesn't sound true for some of you, but it is.
You know, I'd like to share with you one other thing I noticed in that compression point of getting ready for this party, which is our family's version of the holidays. But we're getting ready to go to a break. So can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, we'll be back, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
And I'm assuming you never left Being Here. Because if you're being here, you're being here. But that being said, I don't know if you get our email list, our email newsletter. So you may want to go up and join it. It's called the Excellence Club. You join our newsletter, and we send out every couple of weeks a newsletter with things such as videos of the month. We have two for this month coming up. Special article of the month. And this January, we're doing an excerpt from our book, Being Here, about being in the moment and goals. It's called Finding the Balance Point. It's an excellent, excellent chapter / article. So just go to transformationmadeeasy.com, and it can come into your inbox. The Premium Excellence Club, if you enjoy the video component, is a year-long subscription. I highly recommend it. I love watching the videos each week and seeing people's faces in those moments when they transform. I mean, I really heard it today in particular with Mark when he went, huh, like something new happened. I love the visual component of seeing it. It creates the reality that your life can transform.
In an instant.
Yeah, let's go back.
Did we have anything else we needed to talk about?
We can do it toward the end, I think. Oh, Costa Rica. Those of you who are coming to Costa Rica this year,
we highly recommend that you come to the Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment course, which is on January 8th, 9th, and 10th. It will be a launching platform into having an excellent week or two in Costa Rica with us.
And if you're not coming to Costa Rica, we highly recommend it. By the way, it will do a prerequisite for next year. So if you want to come with us to Costa Rica in 2017. So because Costa Rica 2016 is now closed.
Okay.
Woo! All right.
So we're still talking with Leah.
Yeah, Leah, we have a couple people waiting, but I'm ready to talk just another moment about holiday contractions. You with us?
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened on the prep day for the party was I was going to make the vegetable plate, and we had peppers, we had carrots, we had celery, we had a dip, and I got out the vegetables, and I all of a sudden had this like brain freeze, this incredible self-doubt wave crashed over my head of, what if I cut the vegetables wrong? I mean, it's ridiculous, it's silly, but, part of my family culture is that they have very specific ideas about what constitutes good-looking food and less-looking food. It may all still be the same slice of roast beef, but whether it's thin or narrow or whether it's a long carrot stick or a short carrot stick matters. And I got suddenly, like, had a freeze about whether or not I was doing it right. And I just want you to know that, because we did talk to you on Monday, I can still hear it in your voice. If you get worried about doing it right, that's not a failing on your part. It's just a moment. And if you see it without judging it, it completes itself. So I said to myself, I'm making an executive decision and I'm cutting the ends off the peppers so what's in there is going to be straight and the rest I'm give to my sister for her salads for this week. And it ended up beautifully, but it was my self-expression. It wasn't right. It wasn't wrong. It was just my being willing to express myself and also to come back to the fact that I am capable.
And so wonderful. Are you.
Thank you. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both so much.
You're so welcome. One last thing, Leah.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow yourself to be capable, you don't have to prove to your family that you are.
Cool. Wow. Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. And I look forward to
another guest.
The fun workshop in January.
Okay. Excellent. We look forward to it.
Walt, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
We're excellent.
Yeah, we're great. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks.
That's great.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. What can we do for you?
I don't really have anything specific to talk about, but I wanted to call in and say that this year is probably the first year I haven't stressed about the holidays with family.
Awesome.
That's so great.
Yep, I'm surrounded myself with great people, and we live each moment and enjoy it.
When you say you surrounded yourself, does that include the person you see in the mirror?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yes, it does. Yes,
mirror, it does. Store windows, you know.
Yep, absolutely. I did see a picture of a restroom, and it didn't have a mirror above the sink. And it just said in words, it says, you look great.
You look great. You do look great.
Yep. So, but I just want to thank you guys for what you've done for me. And it's been a great year, and I'm looking forward to more. But
Well, Walt, I want to thank you for what you've done for you. You see, you're the guy that put you in the workshops that you've been in with us. You're the guy that comes on Monday nights and participates with us.
And I also want to acknowledge something that I find, well, not rare, but rare. And that is that when you started dating your girlfriend, Val, she had already been attending our seminars. And that you were secure enough in yourself to allow her to show you a possibility or include yourself. And when I see you on a Monday or at a weekend, I don't think of you as Val's boyfriend, Walt. You're not secondary. You're there as if
it's you're a full participant.
And it's as if she followed you. Or it's like a dance.
And what Ariel's really talking about is male ego. It's really difficult for a man to follow his lady and let her show him things that are possible that he couldn't have imagined. And I follow my wife all the time.
And I follow him all the time, and that's why it's such a wonderful dance. We don't have
to. It's a partnership. It's not like we're competing to prove that we know.
You know that.
Which wasn't always the case, by the way.
It's a really cool thing for the holidays, what we're talking about. It's the old, it takes one to know one principle. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But when I was a kid, my sisters and I, when we wanted to curse, would say, well, you're a big, big, fat pig. And then the other one would go, well, it takes one to know one. But it's the same with,
brilliant.
You're really brilliant. Well, it takes one to know one. So if you've surrounded yourself with brilliant friends this year.
Good on you, man.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'm really enjoying life. And,
that's great.
Yep. So I don't.
You bring a smile to my face when you say that.
And you know, I know that we have many, many people coming with us to Costa Rica, but one of the people that I am most excited about, Walt, is you.
I appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in today.
Yeah, truly.
You're welcome, and we'll see you soon, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we have Mena in Cambridge with us. Hi, Mena.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so lovely to listen to you guys and all your callers.
Yeah, it was lovely to have them call in. What a gift they are, right?
Right. Oh, my goodness, yes. And I'm calling really to say thank you because I've been attending your workshops for a while, and I had the most beautiful experience with my mom recently. And she came to her first workshop in Cambridge in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very sick. And
yes.
She has an incurable disease. And it's really tough for her. And she's been so happy since the workshop. It's just amazing. And I was going to call her yesterday to speak about some things, you know, just holiday things. And we had an international call, and I was listening to you guys for an hour or so. And for some afterwards, I just called her, and I just said, all I want to say is, I love you very, very much. And she said, that is the best Christmas present I could ever have. And it was so lovely. So I just wanted to say thank you for making that relationship possible.
Well, didn't you always have that relationship with your mother?
No. Not at all. No.
That's super sweet.
Yes, it is.
You know, I think lots of times we forget that if you want to have a good relationship with your parents or your siblings or your kids, it really is up to you. Shai touched on it earlier about the difference about being right. You can either be right or you can be alive. And, you know, we're all adult survivors of childhood.
But you see, here's the thing. Most people think their parents did something wrong. And for some, maybe they did. But that doesn't really matter if you let go of that past memory and get into the current moment of your life. Because what happened in the past has happened, and nothing can be done to change it. Now, the fact is, most of what most people did in the past wasn't as offensive as we made it out to be. We offended ourselves with their actions or thoughts or statements.
Or facial gestures.
And then we hurt ourselves, made decisions going forward in time, and those decisions run our lives. But It is possible, if you discover how to access and live in the current moment, to completely let the past go, because it really has no power over your life unless you give it power over your life.
You know, you can actually, next time you speak to somebody who you're calling or you see them in person, you can stop and look and listen and see who they are now rather than your story about your history with them. And I love that in so many of our courses we play a game about not talking about the past over lunch, because it was really a treat to be able to be with my dad with him and not have to base our relationship on the past, which he had difficulty accessing. And it's a gift. Right now is a gift.
Yes, and it was you guys telling us about your experience with your family, and it inspired me so much, and it softened me so much. And then it connected me with how much I love my mom. It was really just, that was all that was there in that moment. It was beautiful.
And if you look, Mena, you'll see that your mom has had your best interest at heart from the very beginning. Her expression of it may have been twisted by the culture she grew up in, but that doesn't mean that she didn't have your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in today. It was lovely, lovely, lovely hearing from you.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, Mena is hosting us in Cambridge in July, over the 4th of July weekend. We're celebrating our independence or interdependence there. What's the course we're doing there, quickly?
Oh, my goodness, I'm just to the blank.
It's the art of being happy.
The art of being happy, and it is an art.
By the way, next Monday night in Manhattan, Shai and I are not leading the evening. Valerie and Christina are doing a meetup at Simple Studios on being you in the new year. So if you want your dose of transformation in New York City and you're not there, we're not there, you can go find out more about that on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Next week's show is Celebrate Now. And that's what we'll be doing. That's what we are doing right now. So between now and then, we wish all of you very happy holidays. Even if you aren't a person who traditionally celebrates Christmas, it's a really wonderful time of year. So enjoy. Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.